Hello, my name is Beth Fayman. I'm a nurse practitioner at the Cleveland Clinic Foundation in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm commonly asked, what are the most common and serious side effects of pomalidomide? Pomalidomide is a new oral third-generation immunomodulatory drug. It's similar to its cousins, thalidomide and lenalidomide, in that it has anti-tumor effects and an oral route of administration. It is also important to remember that if your patient starts on pomalidomide, he or she should not contribute to pregnancy, meaning if you're a female of childbearing potential, you should not get pregnant, and men should not contribute to pregnancy. It is also important to remember that there is an increased risk for venous thromboembolic events when patients are receiving pomalidomide. Therefore, each individual patient should be screened for their individual risk, such as patients who are obese or having surgery, receiving erythropoiesis-stimulating agents. Everybody should start taking aspirin, 81 milligrams to 325 milligrams a day, or be started on low molecular weight heparin therapy if they have an increased risk. Finally, myelosuppression is also really important to remember. Patients who are receiving pomalidomide should have their blood counts monitored regularly. I am pleased to report that pomalidomide does not seem to contribute to the worsening of peripheral neuropathy in patients who receive it. Pomalidomide is an exciting new drug for treatment of multiple myeloma, and we look forward to hopeful future studies that share more side effect and safety information.